The American Transmission Company is working on a $3.4 billion project to upgrade the state's power grid. It paid the watchdog groups $154,000 last year to evaluate alternatives to some of its proposed new power lines. Michael Vickerman heads Renew Wisconsin, which got $13,000 for its role in the study. He defends the report and says there's nothing wrong with nonprofits like his taking corporate money to study the state's power needs.
We accept dues payments from utilities because they produce renewable energy. It's not that big a deal. What we need to be judged by is not so much that the act, but what we do, how we serve the public with the money that allows us to perform our analysis.
Vickerman points out that the studies did serve the public by recommending the rejection of one power line in southeast Wisconsin that will save ratepayers $8 million a year. But attorney Glenn Stoddard says on the whole, ratepayers lose when nonprofit watchdog groups take money from the industries they're supposed to be watching.
You know, in effect, what it does is it turns the watchdog into, you know, sort of a lapdog. I mean, the watchdog comes and sits down and says, where are we going?
Stoddard represents a citizens group fighting ATC's Duluth to Wausau power line. He says the utility's money comes from the ratepayers, and they deserve to know when it's being spent to finance studies about future construction.
When you have a utility dealing directly with these nonprofits without anybody in between looking out for the broader public interest, such as the state through the Public Service Commission, all we can do at this point is take their word for it.
Stoddard wants the Public Service Commission and the Attorney General's Office to investigate how ATC paid the watchdog groups to do the studies. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.